On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
Well, it's Monday, and that means it's Victoria Day in Great Britain.
Woohoo, I love Mondays.
They celebrate that, and here we celebrate it by the arrival of Tory Lagarde, and that's how we set our watch. We know it's Monday if she shows up.
Mondays are awesome for everybody.
They are awesome for everybody.
Aren't they? They're great.
They're fantastic. It's the start of things. It's a fresh look. It's a fresh start. People go, Monday,
it's a drag. We're trying to lift up your stupid Monday.
You stupid people with the stupid Monday. No, this is a start. It's a fresh look. It's a fresh... All right, that's too much.
Again,
too much.
Monday.
Too much. All right. Anyway, Tori is an actress. She's also a humorist, and she's also an oracle. Proven on last week's show. Listen to last week's show if you didn't hear it.
Many There's times I've proven
amazing
it.
Amazing demonstration of oracleness that she puts forth.
I was going to predict the Pats, but we record this before it's actually aired, so no one would have believed me. They would have thought we edited in the blowout from the Dolphins that I predicted anyway, but days before it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, man. You just,
No, it's absolutely amazing. Is this a God-given thing, or was it given by some guy?
I don't think I'm from this planet. I've talked about that. And of course it's a joke. You know,
which part is the
joke? People say that as jokes, and it's probably a joke. I can't put any validity in it. I truly believe.
All right, here we go. You're not supposed to talk about religion on the air ever because you're going to offend somebody.
Yeah, we've done that, but it's fine.
Yeah. I truly believe that life started here from an alien location.
Yeah, I think, mm-hmm. They've talked about that.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that it was an alien being that came here and had a fling with Eve. Right. I'm saying that some life form,
like a
spark.
A spore or something they say might have gone through space.
Exactly, and landed on the planet. And
but that makes us all aliens, and I want to be special. I want to be the only alien. Well, I guess I couldn't be. If it happened to me, it could happen to somebody else. I think they transplanted me. I don't know.
You could have been a transplant.
I came from an egg. There's no proof.
No, this is like the hair club for men.
is that like the razors in the month? You get razors a month?
They took a spore from your ass, and they started a whole civilization.
Ah.
Do you know on Friday, September 20th, remember that?
Yeah. Beautiful day.
Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people.
The climate thing.
Sorta.
Okay.
Well, that's another. Actually, there's two things going on today. Isn't there a protest or a thing? There was a protest on Friday.
Right.
All across the world.
Yes.
Where students left early and just started saying,
We're mad as hell. We're not going to take it anymore.
And I don't want to go to school.
Okay.
So this is a good way to get out.
Why not?
And also help the planet.
It's a Friday, too. Yeah. It was a Friday.
It's a win-win.
It is.
And and I'm so glad that the younger generation is taking a stand.
Right. Mm-hmm. They used to. They do it. They're doing it again.
They're doing it again.
The 80s, they kind of slept through, I guess. 90s, no big deal.
And they woke up.
They woke up. Everyone's woke.
Yep. Also on Friday, a big thing going on with thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
Zip-a-dip-a-dip-boop.
At Area 51 in New Mexico.
Oh, is that today? That's finally today? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
I forgot about that. It's
Friday.
The 20th.
It was Friday. Yeah. No, not today. It's Friday. Last Friday. And boy, what a turnout. And Yeah.
Was anybody beamed up?
Well, I guess they're trying to find out if indeed the government is hiding anything there. Now, the government, of course, will not let any of them.
The government doesn't hide anything.
Oh, nothing.
Never stop that right now.
I think it's the opposite. I think with the Trump administration, they've proven that they hide everything.
Yeah, it's not very transparent.
We're striving for transparency in government, just so you know, FYI. Protesters would never be able to get onto the actual Area 51 base.
Because they'd be shot dead.
Yeah, they actually would. They actually would.
Yeah, my son works on a military base.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big thing.
You follow orders. You don't let them on. And I don't know if they're... I do believe that it is a place of military secrets where they do build... aircraft.
Spaceships.
Well, spaceship type, perhaps.
Oh my God. A prototype?
Well, that's where they don't release the
Kalutu
designs.
Baronatu? Am I saying it right? I'm not saying it right.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You know?
Kalutu Baronatu.
Yeah, something like that. It's that thing from that movie.
Oh, see.
Kalutu Natu Baru. I'm a shameful nerd that I don't know that.
Well, I'm not a shameful nerd because I'm not one because I don't have no idea what you're talking about.
Karutu Blatu. Something. It's like three words. Really? It's like, it's history, man.
From what?
That movie.
What movie?
The Day the Earth Stood Still. Dude, stop. That black and white movie.
Black and white.
Sci-fi.
Come on.
Karutu, Blacklu,
something. See, those movies were so stupid that I didn't even watch them all the way through. Come on.
Clearly, I need to watch it again.
If it's the same people that made Reefer Madness, I'm not watching.
They did that. That was a musical also. The musical is much better. I just want to throw that out there.
Well, anyway, that was also Friday, so there you go.
Well, I'm O negative, my blood type, which they have said that could be an alien type thing also.
Yeah, that's not very positive. I mean, that's not very popular, O negative.
Well, it's global. I told you, it's universal blood type because...
Anyone can have my blood, but I can only have this kind of blood. I stated the opposite.
Oh.
I thought it was very rare.
Well, maybe it is.
All right, wait a minute.
But you know what I mean? It might still be rare, but it's universal,
meaning my
blood can go to anybody.
All right.
Us rare people can give blood to anybody. We can only get our blood back.
A positive can get O negative.
O positive can get O negative. AB can get O negative. Everybody can get O negative, but we can only get O negative.
Sounds like an Abbott and Costello routine you're doing here.
It is. It is a little bit.
I don't understand blood types.
You don't even know what your blood type is. I've asked you that before. I can't believe that.
Why would I know?
Everyone right now, go find out your blood type. My God, what is wrong with you?
There should be a label. You know, like on a car, it has your VIN number. You should have your blood type somewhere, maybe on your driver's license. Didn't they used to do that?
I don't.
So if you were in some type of extreme emergency, your blood type would be there.
Well, again, the extreme emergency is O negative.
I understand.
That's the blood type they can
How
give
come
you
you're not
without
a lot
typing
of money
you.
On this?
If they don't type you.
If you donated blood, you should be.
I don't weigh enough to donate blood.
Ah, the rub.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Tough.
I need blood to me. I don't want to give any out. I'm still trying to acquire.
I understand.
If you don't mind, I'm a preemie. How's a preemie?
You're selfish.
Yeah, okay. A little bit. Right, but that's fine. Nothing to do with all being right. A preemie, but I'm a little
I
selfish.
Well, the autumnal equinox has taken place.
Today.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Friday.
No, the 23rd.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. I'm so confused. Ron, get with the new calendars,
man.
Would you please?
It's been a very cold March, hasn't it?
Today, welcome to autumnal.
I don't know where I am.
Welcome
or
to the autumnal.
It
it's today.
Lord.
It's today.
Lord.
Congratulations, everyone. You've made it.
Now, here's a funny thing. Tori went to the dentist today. May I say this?
Last week. Oh,
today.
I went to the dentist. Every 6 months, you know what? It must be done. Yeah, tell the joke. It's funny. I mean, the story. It's not even a story.
It's not a joke.
It's my life. So, yes and no. Continue.
Tori texts me, which is hard to say, and she's going to the dentist and is going to be late for the show. So I say, okay, no problem. We'll hook up when you're out of the dentist. And then she says, I don't want to use the same terminology.
It was part of the first text. I really effed up.
Yeah.
But I meant by scheduling it at the same time I do the pod.
Now, I thought she meant that she really effed up her mouth somehow, and it's like there's teeth falling all over the place, and the gums are up in the nose and stuff. And I thought, oh my God, okay, yeah, just let me know. So today,
you're ready to pod.
Ready to pod, and I said,
how are you doing?
My God, how are you doing?
And I just thought he meant time wise. I said, coming over now.
And I thought, okay, fine. Yeah, wow.
She thought I should talk like this and no one
What a champ she is to go through that type of excruciating pain after your whole mouth has been effed up.
To suffer for your art. You know
and
that.
And then she shows up and she's talking perfectly fine, better than I am. And I said, my God.
My teeth are shining and clean.
They just cleaned them. They just cleaned
them. They polish them. They're shining. They could reflect light right now. Yeah, lying someone driving. I try not to smile a lot.
You know, I don't even like having my teeth cleaned. I don't like people in my mouth.
Yeah, you know what? I don't care. But at one point, I sort of felt like it was a weird, awkward scene. When you stop and really analyze it, I'm like, oh my God, this is where the food goes into my body.
Yes.
This is an orifice.
Yes.
And this dude has got his hands in there.
Yeah.
What is he thinking? He does this all day long. What does he think about this?
You go to school for that?
I'd think, I don't want to do it, but he can do it.
It's one thing to fix your effed up mouth, but another thing to actually clean the individual niblets of corn in your mouth.
My teeth are clean before I go.
Odd.
What are you talking about?
It's very odd.
Never, ever.
See, that's the other stupid thing. Why would anybody with a half a brain brush their teeth the morning that they're going
to
get their teeth?
Because that's gross. You had to breathe on people.
But you're going to get them cleaned anyway.
They'll be disgusted by you.
That's like
they'll put it in the notes.
It's like people people that clean their house. And they clean the house first so the cleaners won't think that they're not clean.
My aunt
It's
used
just
to do
the
that.
Silliest thing.
She just wanted the vacuum marks on
the
rug.
Well, it's the same with the dentist.
Well, no, it's not.
You're doing it so the dentist won't yell at you. Because they have a way of really, really tooth shaming.
My dentist is Indian. He doesn't yell at me. He's a nice man. And we say namaste to each other, and now I must go. But
is he a peaceful man?
Oh, very.
Oh, I see.
They worship cows or something.
See, where I go, the dentist does not approach me. It's the oral hygienist.
You probably get an American people. You got Americans. They don't know what they're doing.
I don't even know who
they're
the dentist
angry.
Is.
They're
By
angry.
The time the dentist comes in, I've already vacated the premises. Oh, no, I'm not seeing that guy.
So the dentist cleans. They're not supposed to clean. I want the hygienist to do it.
Well,
this dentist cleans, but I guess it's fine.
That's fine. Whatever.
Tell him his job. Yeah. Have you seen that meme going around, though? I just about the dentist. It shows someone flossing, and the dentist says, "When's the last time you flossed?" And the guy says, "You know, you were here." That's gross. You know what? And I said that we laughed. I'm like, floss your teeth.
Yeah.
You got chicken in there and pork and steak. There's a strand. What do you? How can you walk around like that after you eat? How can you walk around with food in your teeth and talk to people?
Chicken and pork
Take
and
some
steak.
Floss. That's what bothers me. Those are my touchy spots.
Chicken and pork and steak?
It's stringy. Anything that's meat. I'm fine with the vegetables. They don't stick as well.
I see.
But the meat really gets in the grooves.
The corn doesn't do well
My
either.
Teeth are spreading a little too, so there's a lot of gaps. I'm looking like David Letterman.
That's what happens.
Areas, so I gotta. There's a catch-all.
I can't do the dentist anymore. I go, but I don't like it. I have to be knocked out first.
I've never had that laughing gas. Not once.
No, it's not laughing gas. I actually asked them to knock me out with a hammer because I don't want to be conscious at all.
He takes like 12 minutes. It's the fastest ever. I think
he
could do a little
it's
more
disgusting.
Work.
Disgusting. You know, they have these very attractive oral hygienists with large breasts and everything.
Well, they're cute.
And they're in my mouth. And I know it's a fetish of some sort, I suppose. And then I look at them and it's disgusting. And they say, now spit in the sink.
Oh, they don't do that anymore, dude. Where do you go? You have to. It's 2019.
I go to spitting dental.
There's no more cups. They've perfected this. Listen to this.
Not where I go, huh?
Are you serious, man?
Yeah, man.
What they do is they squirt water in your mouth, and then she has this suction thing, and it sucks it out.
Oh,
you don't
no.
even have to move.
I don't like that.
It's the best.
I don't want things sucking out of
my mouth. Oh, my God. It's genius. It's so clever.
I kind of find it refreshing. The only problem is the spit. You know,
it's so convenient. I don't even have to move. They're like waiting on me. It's perfect. I don't have to
see
lift
now
up,
when I when I had a cavity, they took the sucking hose, and they put it in my mouth.
Well, they still use that.
Yeah, but then when it was finished, they asked me to rinse.
No. I never rinsed.
No rinsing. No sink.
No. That's probably disgusting. We don't want to do that anyway. Those are gross.
Of course,
days.
I did not know. Not
you
got to
find
go,
a new dentist, man.
Maybe so.
Get with the times. The Indians have it like that. They already know. You got to see Asians or Indians or someone not American. Americans,
someone not American.
Because Americans, they just care about money and like their yachts and they got to go on vacation.
Well, they have to put their kids through school.
Trophy wives. I don't even know.
I mean, how are they going to pay off the college, you know?
I don't want Americans. They're suspicious.
I agree with you entirely, but I did not know. I would go to a dentist every day if I could just find one that was totally painless.
I don't know what you're talking about. You must be a real baby. Pain? To clean your teeth?
Yeah.
No.
Just to clean them.
Oh, stop it.
They scrape and mold and they...
They're doing a little scraping and a little polishing. A little flossing.
I don't mind the polishing. It's the scraping that bothers me.
He gently scrapes my teeth.
Well, I need his name.
All right, I'll tell you later.
Yeah, seriously.
Good guy. I've been going there for years. Actually, the guy I was going there before.
He's Indian?
He's Indian.
Do you have to go to New Delhi for him?
No. But
the old Delhi?
Tori, pick me up some ham on the way.
I will. I would love to. Right. Special ham.
Right.
But the guy that was there before was so old. He was there. I went to see him. And my dad saw him. And then he died. He was just so old. So, and they took over. The Indians moved in, took over his building. And I just stayed in the building. You know what? I'm not unhappy, but I'm not thrilled. It's fine.
Why are you not thrilled? What do you mean you're not thrilled? What do you mean by that?
I don't know. Should you be thrilled with your dentist?
Yes.
I'm okay. He's okay. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. The older guy that used to do your teeth, was he
okay too.
Oh, see, this is you have no bar involved
really?
Here. I would love to hear. I thought you were saying, oh, he's great. I don't feel any pain at all.
He's great,
wonderful.
But is there someone better? There could be. I don't know. I haven't found Utopia yet. Nirvana.
It's amazing that you find no pain in this whole process. Because I find it a very painful thing.
I would actually appreciate some pain, because I never think something's working. But I'm not getting any pain at all.
Oh, God. All right, so this has nothing to do with the dentist then.
Yeah,
all right, never
not.
Mind.
Well, that's a whole other topic.
All right, fine.
I have to say this real quick, because I made a visit to a jeweler store, Rahm's, in the area.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It's so fancy. I walk in and I feel fancy.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm there, did you know that there's a set, they have knives for sale? That
no.
cost thousands of dollars.
Knives? Kitchen knives?
No, the knives. Like that fold up and you could like
a
shank.
Pocket, like a pocket knife?
A pocket knife, but you could shank someone.
Yeah.
Or whittle. But there was a
shank or whittle. Exactly. That sounds like a great game.
Doesn't it?
Let's play shank or whittle.
It's like Chutes and Ladders,
right.
But it's shank and whittle. It's been trademarked.
It's truth or dare.
It is. Well, with this knife, you're not going to want to get a lot of blood on it because they're
too expensive.
They're Damascus steel. Oh. They get sharpened in Japan.
Oh, geez.
There's a guy, William Henry is the guy. And you look it up, and they go $35,000 for one of his knives.
Why would someone spend that kind of money for a knife, Tori?
Yeah, they collect. She said, the lady, I asked her about that. She said, people collect them. Well, if I have $35,000, listen, man, I'm not getting a knife. I'm getting a car and a trip or both or one. I'm not getting a knife.
Can't drive a knife. No.
I can't even bring it on an airplane.
Stupid.
And someone would steal it out of my bag.
That's right. I did not know that. I'm learning a lot from
Isn't
this show
these
today.
These fancy daggers.
I would never know
so
that.
So when you're going to shoot daggers, you really...
It's ridiculous.
Anyway, hi, Diane. She wanted to hear the podcast.
May I ask what you were doing in a jewelry store? Are you... Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, okay.
What was I doing? I was getting this chain shined, cleaned, polished.
Yeah.
They have a machine.
Well, as long as you're doing your teeth, you might as well do your chain.
Exactly. It's yearly thing.
Ask your Indian dentist to take care of that.
I will. And I had this ring cleaned. They clean the rings for free.
Very nice.
For your jewelry.
Really?
They do. And I had a couple of other rings that my mom gave me sized.
I did not know that. You don't have to make a purchase?
No. They said you can come in off the street and they'll clean your jewelry.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're making much money this
week. Well, because you look at all the cases and you're like, oh, I want that. And they're going to get a deal. Someone will want to buy something, a knife, anything.
I can't imagine walking into a jewelry store and saying, I want that, and that.
I did, but I can't.
All right, that'll be $20,000. Oh, okay. And you'll clean my jewelry too? I mean, seriously, it's not like a candy store. Give me a
The
pound
chain
of candy.
Came from there, so I thought I should go back there and clean it.
All right. Well, but that's a nice service. It's like eyeglasses.
If you
break your eyeglasses or they get loose or something, they will fix it. And then you always say, how much is the repair? And it's okay. It's all right.
Any place?
Yeah, pretty much. I've never run across any charge for it, ever. I mean, not to do prescriptions or anything, but just to, if the screw comes out or something, or they're misaligned or something.
No way.
Yeah, free. Just like your jewelry people.
No, because I've had a lens coming out of one of my eyeglasses for like 6 years,
I just live with it.
It's not aligned. It's like it's like over.
They'll do it there. They'll do it. Take it to Rahm. They'll probably do that there too.
Maybe I should get a knife while I'm there.
As long as you're being nice enough to clean your chain.
They're pretty cool.
Yank your chain there.
What do you think about stores that say they're closing and then they just stay open? They always have closing sales. Does that irritate you?
Yes, it does. Like Cher.
Share.
She always
says, get older?
No, she always
she's
says,
retire.
This is my farewell. my farewell tour.
Oh, yeah.
And she dies and goes, oh no, last time we're going to see
her. Like Michael Jordan. Yes. He came back.
Yeah,
stop
2 years
it.
Later.
You can't. You're not allowed.
2 years later. No, this is my final tour.
No.
It's been going on for 20 years, the final tour.
Yeah, but these stores, they give you these deals.
Yeah, I know.
And now I see it on Facebook. That's why I brought it up, because they say, oh, our website is closing forever. We're so sad. But I keep seeing the ad.
Yeah.
For this jewelry that's never going to be around anymore.
Right.
Stop it. Is that your scam? Yeah. It's a scam, isn't it?
Well, yes.
Okay.
Probably it is, yes.
Well, like there
Probably
was a store in downtown there that had a furniture store always for going out of business sale.
Yeah, right.
It was there for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Well, they just don't go out of business that quickly.
Oh.
Or they could probably respond by saying, well, we thought we were going out of business, but then you people kept buying
stuff.
Oh,
yeah, we kept
buying stuff.
You've solved the mystery.
It's not our fault. You keep buying stuff.
I know. Really? These prices?
So we figure, okay, well, let's get some more stuff in,
I suppose. So IKEA didn't drive everybody out? All right. That's fine, those nasty Swedes.
Or they could say, hey, you had a going out of business sale. What's up? You're still open.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going out of business, but not now.
Oh
someday we will. Didn't say it was going to be now.
I hate that.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, what do you think of names for kids and babies?
I hate them.
No. The kids are the names. I mean,
either.
If you call... Exactly.
Doesn't
just
matter.
Yes.
Yes.
If like you call a kid like a monkey,
yes.
Is that a good thing to do? Hey, you little monkey. What do you think about stuff like that?
It depends on the background of the child.
Well, I mean, no, I mean, not that. But I mean, they climb because kids climb.
Oh, yes.
They're like monkeys.
Yes,
they climb.
Yes.
They're like animals.
Yes.
They're like animals.
They are.
So what do you think of animal names for little kids?
Like monkey?
Or piggy.
Well, I got to say, monkey probably fits because little kids do fling their feces.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What about pigs?
It wouldn't be because they climb. It would be...
I'm more interested in pigs.
Well, who calls their kid a pig?
I don't know anyone.
Where's your child? Over there. Hey, pig!
Piggy,
come over here. Get a... Hey, you little pig. No, well, I don't think people do that.
Really? It doesn't sound cute then?
No. No.
Even if it's a term of endearment and you love that child?
Yeah, it's kind of odd, actually. I don't know. It's kind of odd.
Yeah. Okay. I was just running it by you.
I think stranger are people that name their animals human names.
Yes, talked about that. Emily, come here now. Did you poop again? Good girl.
Give me a Bob. Bob, come over here. Bob.
Well, there is a guy, Ed Bassmaster, who has a cat, Robert.
Yeah.
Big giant cat named Robert. Yeah. He goes, hey, boss, how you doing? It's Robert. He's so funny. He calls his child boss. He calls his cat boss. Everybody's boss.
I used to go, when I was doing radio there in that city that you live near, there was a convenience store on Belmont Street.
Oh, yeah.
7-Eleven. You probably know the one I'm talking
I do.
About. Every time I walk in, the guy who is not from this country... I don't know where he was from. I think the same place as your dentist.
Oh, no.
And I would walk in and go, hey, how you doing, boss? What do you need, boss? Thank you, boss.
Yeah, boss.
And he called me boss all the time.
That's
a thing
people
do. It made
me
feel good about being in charge.
And he calls everybody boss, so you don't feel special.
No, I don't. Well, I don't. Yeah, I know.
That's
he doesn't call everybody boss. But I threatened him a couple of times that I was going to shut his place down, but he didn't seem to care.
No, really?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because you're the boss?
Yes.
Oh, I see. You made a joke.
Yeah. But see,
you had no authority, though.
See, when I make jokes, people don't understand what I said.
Clearly, you sound serious. I don't even know sometimes.
My humor's so dry that it cracks. It just doesn't work.
Well, how about this then? When I say I feel like an asshole, it means I'm in the mood for an asshole.
Yeah.
You like that? Ron's comment is yeah. That's a Sarah Silverman.
I don't even know what that means.
That's a Sarah Silverman joke.
Yeah.
I love Sarah Silverman.
Yeah.
That, I'm giving her credit because that's her joke.
That's interesting.
I love her.
It's an interesting comment,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Paul,
it is.
I mean my boyfriend, cracked up.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your dog.
Him too.
Anyway, it's so confusing these days.
It's not really.
Yeah.
It's just that we make it that way.
Here's something scary.
Oh, no. Like a sneeze?
No.
I was going to say, sneezes are terrifying.
Why?
And urgent. Don't they scare you when people sneeze?
If some people go, that's okay. Some people like scream when they sneeze.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes. Isn't that startling?
It's extremely startling.
And terrifying.
It sounds like they are being stabbed by one of those knives from that jewelry store.
Exactly. Roms, yes. I knew it was you. So can't they just stop it?
No,
tell people to stop making noises.
It's an involuntary thing for them.
I don't want any noises.
Oh, I don't want any noises either, but
can
it's involuntary.
Can people just shut up? I don't want noises.
I read that when you sneeze, that's the closest you come to death.
Death, yeah. Something happens to you. That's why people bless everybody.
You actually shut down a split second momentarily.
Yes, if you're driving, I've done it too. You're like, well, your eyes shut and everything. I'm going to die while I'm driving because I sneezed? Yeah. That doesn't
seem fair. I actually yell, I'm back. Because you don't know. You're right. That's where why people say bless you.
Yeah.
Because like
you survived it.
Right.
You skirted death.
You skirted it again.
Wow. Good for you. How old are you? Someday you won't.
You did it again.
Your last sneeze. Just so you know.
They can't take you down. Here's an interesting thing. Internal emails from NASA. You know them.
Yeah.
They reveal how experts didn't detect a football field-sized asteroid until it was about to miss Earth narrowly this past summer.
Yeah, but what do you do about that?
Well, nothing.
Even if you predict it.
I know, but they didn't know. It would be nice to know.
To know you're going to die?
Well,
to
know.
But they can't shoot it with a giant laser beam.
Well, you know what they can't? Well, I don't know that, Tori.
It's not like Armageddon.
I haven't been Area 52.
With Bruce Willis, and he had to go kill the thing?
I do believe that there would be ways, if you knew it was coming, to somehow divert it, or we could just move the planet over
a tad. I don't think so.
I do.
Might not want to know.
See, here's what you would do. Rather than a huge asteroid hitting Earth and possibly destroying it, you would take a nuclear device, perhaps.
Like a hurricane, when you want to nuke a hurricane.
No, this is different. This is different.
Space Force!
you nuke it when it's like far away you know it's coming. Okay. And then, a lot of pieces will still hit Earth, but not of that size, my God.
So only a couple cows will probably go out in a field somewhere in Scotland. It'll be okay.
NASA's supposed to know when something's coming nearby.
Yeah,
but
they drop the ball?
Yeah, they dropped the ball. They dropped the meteor.
They're NASA.
Yeah,
dude.
I know.
Are you underfunded?
Here's what they named the asteroid as soon as they knew too late. They called it 2019 OK.
Really?
Seriously,
that's so creative.
That's what they named it. I know. NASA's really, ever since they stopped the space shuttle, they're kind of
They stopped the space shuttle?
Uh-oh.
When?
I hate to tell you this.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Yeah. Well, there's no more space shuttle.
Why aren't we shuttling?
It's we're not. It was too
Every
expensive.
Every day I'm shuttling. Go on. Sorry, you don't know the joke.
No, I do know the joke. I'm a little hip, not a lot.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Okay.
It was the largest asteroid to pass this close to Earth in the last century. And they didn't see it coming.
Well, they obviously did.
Obviously didn't hurt.
They saw it at some point.
Right.
Good for you, I guess.
That wouldn't be good. I mean, when you stop and think about it, Tori, let's stop and think.
Okay.
It's amazing with all that space crap out there.
Right.
And the intensity of the gravitational pull of this planet. It's amazing that nothing ever really hits or hasn't in our existence.
That's God.
Well, I guess dinosaur. All right. It's Buddha, actually. But maybe the dinosaurs perished as a result, they think, of an asteroid hitting.
Okay.
So I guess it happens.
Because I think it didn't block out the sun or something, and then we couldn't get the heat. They couldn't get the heat, man.
Right, exactly.
Even though they're cold-blooded, they still need
the
heat, I guess.
Know, I know. Well, now we have oil companies and things, so I guess it's all right. But,
I heard they were going to do the dinosaur thing for real.
Excuse me, please?
I just read something that they were thinking about trying to bring back a dinosaur.
Why?
I don't know, but didn't they see the movies?
Kidding. Even I saw Jurassic Park.
There's four of them or
I know,
five even. I don't know.
Yeah, I had to see one of them.
So they can't be real. That's probably a rumor.
Be. That's ridiculous.
Those silly rumors.
I don't know. Somebody's probably trying to do that. But no.
Don't they have better things to do? Like cure cancer?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but just a question.
Or some climate change. Like the kids go back to school.
Do we really need a dinosaur? Even if it's just one to look at in the zoo?
No.
Why?
That's like Sharknado.
Oh, yeah. I've never watched that. Did you watch it?
I saw one of them. Oh,
Ron, don't tell me you saw it. No.
The special effects are so horrible.
Oh, my God.
That it's fun. That's
really?
See, I'll watch a slasher movie if it's done really poorly because it's funny.
Yeah, okay.
But if it looks real, why would I want
to? Oh, you'll be terrified.
Yeah, so we've talked about that.
Yeah, I'll watch anything. And I've seen the most horrible of movies that are so disgusting and gross. And I've seen them all.
I just question why a producer or filmmaker even did that. Mm-hmm. That just seems sick to me. It just does.
They're just trying to be edgy and like do something really to that's like, okay, now look at this.
They're trying to make money off of people's sicknesses. It's a sickness.
Okay.
To want to see a limb floating.
Oh, these, I'm talking limb. Oh, yeah, I know. You don't even know what I'm talking
about. I can imagine.
About.
I can, no, I don't have to see it to imagine
what
you're
talking
about.
Have you ever
heard
of a Serbian film? I'm never going to tell you about that. Okay, moving right along.
All right.
That's just even one. Salo, 120 Days of Sodom.
I thought the Saw movies were ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, that's the amateur time. Amateur
hour.
Oh,
my God.
Okay, anyway.
The fact that even somebody went that far
amazing to me. Just, you're right, it's for money.
All right, let's stop
that. I just want to make
that.
Money.
All right, fine. Well, I'm glad your mouth is better.
Yeah, it was fine. This texting is such a... Boyfriend and I get in these texting things where we're on two different pages about it, and we get into like little arguments about it, and we have to get on the phone.
Yeah.
Because we both hate it. We fall for it every time. We're like, oh my God, what is being said right now? Let's have a conversation.
But at least you have the knowledge that something may have gone awry because it was a misunderstanding.
Exactly.
But there are a lot of people that don't even get that part of it.
No.
They just think, well, it is what it is, and whatever you texted is what you really felt. Yeah, but no, you didn't hear my intonation or my sarcasm.
Right. There's a funny Key and Peele bit about it. It's hilarious. Mm-hmm.
It's awful.
Yeah.
And the fact that the President of the United States actually runs his job through tweets is even scarier. How did this happen?
Because we're not in a reality anymore. This is not a reality. This is the Matrix or something similar.
We got a year and a half to get out of this thing, but a lot can happen in a year and a half that can be very horrendous.
It's getting worse all the time.
Yes. You've heard about the latest, obviously.
I don't know. I probably have, because I don't know. I can't keep up. I stopped keeping up.
Apparently, Trump sent his attorney, is a strange-looking attorney guy, Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, God, yeah.
He sent him to the Ukraine.
Oh, no.
The Ukraine gets invaded by Russia about every 10 minutes.
That's Vidania.
Yeah. So we said Ukraine will give you $250 million. Trump says this to Ukraine in a phone call. Mm. We'll give you $250 million to help you ward off, of equipment to help you ward off these attacks from Russia. But if we do that, I want you to investigate Joe Biden's any connections he's had in this area.
Are you kidding me?
Along with his son. And if you come up with anything, we'll give you the $250
million. Lost.
Yeah. So a whistleblower in the intelligence organization overheard this conversation, was sure of it, and decided...
That's not enough if you just overhear.
Well,
in a court of law.
Had proof. Had proof.
Oh,
There was no question.
Oh, okay.
Had proof. this is so funny, it's not funny.
Oh, no.
In the interim, by the way, Rudy Giuliani was on CNN last night. And,
the other night.
Yes. I'm sorry, back on Thursday night. Yeah. And actually admitted that he actually went, that Giuliani himself went to the Ukraine to speak to the prime minister of the Ukraine and said, look, if you do find any stuff, we'll give you money.
No, he's such a genius. Another genius.
He admitted it and said, but we don't see anything wrong to that. So I'm telling you, I did do that.
Oh,
yeah, we did
no.
do that.
Oh, I can't even stand this.
So the whistleblower guy from the intelligence agency, he doesn't know what to do. And he's supposed to go to Congress immediately because it is a matter of national security.
Yeah.
So, but instead of going to Congress, he goes to the Justice Department and he says, what should I do? Should I go to Congress? Justice Department says, you keep it quiet. No one's to know about this.
Are you kidding?
I'm serious.
And he said that?
Yeah.
Rudy Giuliani, his mouth runneth over, but that's good, I
this
guess.
This is like big stuff. I mean,
well, everything's big. Like, what is going to be the biggest to topple
every,
him?
Every time it's a big thing and you think Trump's had it, but this time they say they think he really has.
Yeah.
So that's what's developing now.
No.
Crazy stuff, man.
I guess.
All right.
I only had one more thing.
Oh, go for it.
Thumb screws. Have you ever heard of those?
Thumb screws. Well, those are torture devices, aren't they?
Yes.
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 Okay. Thanks for bringing it up. Are you going somewhere with this?
It's
like, is this what they use at the dentist office?
Not as far as you know. it's funny because Buffriend, sometimes we get in little things, yes. And he says, it's like you got the thumb screws on me.
Right.
And I said, the thumb screws? And he said, it's a torture device, just as you explained.
Yes.
So I said, oh. I mean, I've heard the expression, but I thought it meant like putting to your temple. Like, they really got the thumb screws on you.
That could be where they put them. I don't know where they put them.
On your thumbs, he said.
Well, it could be anywhere.
Could be like a vice. Do you call those things? Like a vice.
Yes. Yeah. They were designed for the thumbs. They could go on your penis, but you don't have one. You don't even have one. Ew. So what are you worried about?
I mean, it just was an odd thing for him to say to me. Like, he says sometimes, he goes, I feel like I'm under the gun with you.
Yeah. You know? He likes expressions, doesn't he?
He's very expressional. Yeah. He's expressional.
I would use them. I just can't remember all of them. And they're outdated, too.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, God love them.
I know.
Yeah.
I really rub them the right way, I guess. So, you know.
Oh, there's another expression. Do you actually rub him? Is there a wrong way to rub him?
He's ticklish.
Oh, so that is that good or bad?
I can't tickle him. He'll get upset. It's not that he gets upset, but he said his arm will go flailing and
hurt
whack
you.
Me.
Yeah.
So he's trying to protect me.
I see.
But he's ticklish more places than I thought. I thought it was just under the arms.
Yeah.
Oh, no. This is the neck and this is the wrist. It's all kinds of tickling the knees.
It's adorable. I'm sure he's really enjoying this conversation.
I know. He can't wait till the pod is on. Hi, Buffet. He listens every week.
Yeah, it's weird. do you know what they don't do at the doctor anymore during the physicals?
No.
They don't hit your knee anymore.
Oh, they did to me. I went a couple weeks ago.
Well, wait a minute. Why is it everything that people used to do it to you, and yet when I go to the dentist and spit, I'm archaic?
They don't want to bother.
Doesn't make any
There's
sense.
There's no point anymore, right?
But you get the archaic stuff.
They did, and my elbow. She did the knee and the elbow.
Really?
But you know what's worse?
What?
It didn't jump. So we just went along like everything was fine, and it was like, boop, boop, and nothing. She just taps it, and I don't have the knee-jerk reaction.
Did she care?
No.
Well, then why'd she do it in the first place? Then why'd she do it?
I don't know, because I was all confused. I'm like, yeah.
Did she have a handbook? All right, hit the thing. All right, what do I do next? What do I do next?
No, she's also Indian. Okay. I think it's India. I think it's an Asian
thing. You sure you didn't go to New Delhi for all this stuff?
You know,
that happened to me a lot too. I don't remember getting hit in the elbow, but I do remember getting hit in the knee
but
when I was younger.
It used to jerk.
When I got older, it didn't jerk anymore.
Oh, and also, that's fine then.
Yeah,
I guess we're fine.
Yeah,
she would have told me.
You know, you could. It's a woman now, huh?
Yeah.
It's too bad it's not a guy. You could have kicked them in the nuts and said sorry.
No, I'm not. They're not even in that angle anymore.
No, they don't.
You like lying down?
That's not fun. That's not fun.
Different.
I think when you get older, you don't. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I don't. You know what it is when you're a kid? When someone hits your knee, you react. When you're older, it's like, I don't care.
It's fun. I used to go right out.
Yes.
Kick right out. Yeah, nothing now.
I don't think your knee cares.
It doesn't. It's fine, though.
Knee's been around for a while. I'm not reacting. I'm not falling for that.
She's like, did you feel that? Yeah, I felt it. That's all I'm looking for.
That hammer
I'm just looking for feeling. Just looking for feeling now. I felt it.
Right.
I felt the knee. I felt that rubber mallet.
For feeling.
Yeah, that's all. I felt it.
Well, hit Trump. He has none.
No.
All right. How long do you think we have been talking
here
today?
I knew you were
going to
do that. I wish you wouldn't make me do this every week.
Uh-huh.
39.
Okay, let's take a look, shall we? Wow. You are again within a minute. And actually,
less
this didn't
minute.
Start until...
No pressure, but now I am nailing it every week.
You have 2 weeks in a row proven your oracle abilities.
Yeah, that's nothing, too. That's nothing.
that's not even anything.
You want sports events? You want to win some money?
No.
We'll talk.
All right. Just as a legal thing, you cannot do that.
And I'm not going to.
Yeah, okay.
So, because I don't even do it for myself. Why would I do it for you?
I wonder... Oh, my God.
We've talked about that, too. I know what you're going to say. Why aren't people rich that can see these things?
Yeah, if you're really clairvoyant.
And you know the number. Yeah, clairvoyant.
Yeah.
I never said I was clairvoyant.
Yeah. Why wouldn't those people be rich?
There you go. And why would they still be trying to hawk, Kim, let me read your palm.
Yeah, yeah.
For a few bucks.
For a few bucks.
If you already know the winning lottery number or the sports things, and
yeah. because I guess they have a psychic swearing in where I promise not to give out numbers for money, not to give out numbers for money.
Well, you know what else I asked when I saw one of those people?
What?
When am I going to die?
Uh-oh.
You know what they say?
What?
And they agreed to that, like you said, a club.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not allowed to say things like that. That's very dark, and we don't want to, you know,
so
we don't
not
go
allowed.
There.
They're not allowed.
Something like
by
allowed.
The International Organization of Psychic Phenomena.
Something.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Yeah.
Because they'd be wrong.
Yeah.
You're going to, no, they think it would hurt me. If you're going to die next week. Oh, no, I'm going to die. And then I tell everyone I'm going to die next week, and I don't.
Yeah.
You said I was going to die.
Oh,
so they're really afraid of like being wrong or hurting me, being like, oh, I'm going to die that way.
Right.
You know, again.
Yeah, there's a joke about that where the guy goes to his doctor.
Another 6 months, can't pay.
Yeah, can't pay.
That's a dad joke. That's called a dad joke.
All right, fine.
Okay.
Why, because it's an old joke?
No, because that's jokes that dads tell. There's a whole thing.
Oh yeah, but they're good jokes.
They're fine. They're healthy. Yeah. They're
healthy little jokes.
Yeah, they're wholesome.
Yeah, they're wholesome. They're standard. They're the standards.
Jokes. Right. They're standard. Completely standard. Right. And everyone's heard them 1,000 times.
Right. Yes. All right. Fine. Thank you so much for appearing.
Did I appear? My voice appeared. Well, I might not even be.
She's going to be disappearing pretty soon because the show's almost over.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful day. You know, you can make it whatever you make of it. So make it a good day. We wish you peace.